Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Ironhead, go ahead and make your point, sir. How about the mystery illnesses?
Yeah, regarding the illnesses that sadly took out your relatives, my mother, and a host of other people around us. And this is what I was trying to say about instead of going into problem, reaction, solution, as the two gentlemen previous callers came up with, there's a morphic field. All points in space and time are connected. He who can give us the worst possible can also give us all of the answers. If we drop out of our left brain, out of our mind, into our collective conscience of heart, heartfelt Christ consciousness, all the answers are right in front of us. And I'm going to give you two names real quickly. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which was sad. Last time I talked to you back in February, when we were talking about the mystery illness, I was going to mention Dr. Sherry Tenpenny because she is one of the leading experts.
Yeah, we've had her on probably 50 times over the last decade, and her husband just died, so we've been kind of letting her have some time off.
Right, and well, she's also one of the leading foremost experts on chlorine dioxide, MMS. With my mother, we took out the flu. I had the flu, too, here after Christmas. Within 48 hours, completely annihilated it. Within 1 week, this mystery illness, whatever you want to call it, goes to the lungs. And it's all about oxidizers. Two names, Sherry Tenpenny and Jim Humble, the man who...
Yeah, we'll get her back on. God bless you. Thank you. Okay, Lori in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on... The lady from France, she said it was too late to wake up. It may have taken me 2 years between my husband, Shiloh, and you, but I am fully awake, and I just want to thank you and my husband. And I try and plug and throw things out there that I've learned from the both of you to coworkers, to friends, as much as I can. For example, real quick, a coworker was telling me how she wanted to start eating healthier and things like that. And I said, well, don't buy anything, fruit or vegetable, from the West Coast. And she looked at me with this really strange look, and she's like, why? And I said, Fukushima, the radiation. She had no clue what that was. And I was flabbergasted. And
well, they're doing blood tests on people on the West Coast, and they've got increased radiation isotopes in their blood. Very
right.
Serious situation. I mean, this is happening.
Yeah, and I had to literally sit there and explain to her, you know, how Fukushima came about with the earthquake and all that stuff. And I said, you need to download Drudge Report, and you need to go to Infowars.com and read all you can and get healthy. And stay healthy. The very next day, she came running at me through the store, and she's like, I cannot believe how effed up the world is. And, you know, so I try and do all I can to spread the word.
Well, sure. I mean, that was the issue with the lady. She just woke up a few months ago, and she says, no one's going to wake up. It doesn't happen right away. It's like Force 10 from Navarone, when they, which is based on a composite of true stories, where they blow up the dam, and it doesn't crack and fall apart right away. It takes a few minutes.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. You got to keep firing on the enemy. Mm-hmm. They will go down.
Yeah. My husband and I had many of fights. I would fight him tooth and nail. Why are you listening to this? I don't understand why you have to listen to this. Why are you making me listen to this? And then one day it just clicked. Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't realize I got to jump. Great points. David, you only got 30 seconds. I apologize. I didn't see you were calling from South America. Go ahead. You got 30. Take us out.
Okay. You know, I had an epiphany. As more and more police ignore the Supreme Court regarding the legality of recording police, they beat up journalists and regular citizens and arrest them for contempt of cop, basically. Now, there's going to be a trend, and this is going to start to be more than a daily event. Mainstream media are really going to start to get into reporting it, but it's not going to be for any noble reason. It will be to sell the idea of having your smartphone automatically record any interaction with the police.
And that's right. They're already selling that. Great idea. You're right. Let the computers take over. That's the plan.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure.
8.2 magnitude quake hits Chile, sets 300 prisoners free, tsunami, landslides, residents ordered to evacuate. We'll continue to update that today. Supreme Court say free speech trumps campaign finance limits. I agree with that.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are broadcasting here on Terra Firma.
To show you what you need to live.
Coming up, guys, there's a ladybug in here. Will you go please let it outside? Uber, bad luck to hurt a ladybug. Thank you. I'm not kidding, folks. That's not a stunt on air act like I love insects. Most insects are just smash. All right, we are broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, second day of April, 2014, Global Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and again, we will be here for the next 3 hours. I do intend to open the phones up and get your take on the issues that we're going to be throwing out there. First-time callers yet again for the first few rounds of calls that I'll probably go to very quickly at the end of the next hour. I'm not really being sarcastic. I'll try to go to them early this hour because I want to cycle through a bunch of your calls and talk about Planet Hoax that we were discussing yesterday. What are the biggest hoaxes in our society? How do we pull down these hoaxes? Because the bigger the hoax, as Hitler said, the more you can get away with it. The bigger the lie. If the system parrots it, people have cognitive dissonance and don't want to admit they're being lied to, or they're individuals and don't know how to communicate to each other that they're in on being awake to the fact that it's a hoax. The last domino to fall is that the majority of us don't like Obamacare. The majority of us don't like turning our guns in. The majority of us don't like world government. The majority of us don't like the banker bailouts. The majority of us don't like GMO in the food supply. The majority of us don't like tyranny. The majority of us like liberty and justice and freedom. And we have to start communicating with each other. The system wants us watching television all day, not talking to our neighbors, not having softball games, not having barbecues. They want us fighting with each other. They want women believing they're not successful because of men. They want men believing they're not successful because of women. We've got articles up on Infowars.com, and I knew this was coming because this is what they push in the nanny state, that if you laugh at your kids when they do something funny, which is what kids love, that that's abuse and they'll be taken. Or that if you drink in front of your children will be taken. In the UK, they're openly announcing if you're basically in UKIP, the fastest growing party, it's like Ron Paul light, basically. They're not even as hardcore. They're more like Rand Paul. We're led by Nigel Farage, a frequent guest on this show. We've had many members of the party on. That they'll come take your kids. The mayor of London has said, take the children of nationalists. That is flaming, dangerous tyranny, folks. If anybody should be investigated, if anybody should be arrested, it's people who say arrest people for free speech. See, because you've got free speech until you call for taking someone else's free speech. Then you're trying to violate somebody's civil rights. Then you're trying to enslave someone. Then you're trying to usurp someone. Then you are a criminal. Get that straight. You got free speech until you try to take somebody's rights. You got free speech until you say go out and kill somebody. That's why people call into this show about the videos of police shooting homeless people and beating homeless people to death, and people get angry and they say, I'm taking names of locals and I'm going to start shooting cops. I don't want to hear that on my show. We're not going to act like some of the bad police departments do. We're going to be the highest standards like George Washington. And if the system wants a civil war and starts one and comes after us, then we're going to win it. But we're not going to commit war crimes if this goes into a civil war. Believe me, they're going to do those and pin them on us. So the last thing we want to do is commit war crimes. We've got the moral high ground, folks. We're going to keep it. The enemy is going to try to take it away from us. I'd rather wake everybody up in the system, on average, who hunger for freedom. Almost everybody hungers for freedom, folks. Almost everybody hungers for justice. They just don't know what justice is because there are criminal systems within the system. And a police officer called in yesterday. He didn't say it was one. I could tell he was. And he said, that's the problem, is you've got to differentiate the fraudulent, projected globalist model that is over our republic. Not that our republic was ever perfect, but the idea of it is near perfect and has never been realized, but is the idea that grew into so many of the liberties we have enjoyed. Now there's a counter-revolution against those basic freedoms. And every one of us is a guardian of freedom. Every one of us is being robbed when they try to take our Second Amendment or our First Amendment or our property rights or our parental rights, number one, or our religious rights. And a religious freedom is under attack in this country. Parental freedom and family freedom is under attack in this country. Property rights is under mega attack in this country. Free speech is under attack in this country. The right to self-defense is under attack. The right to be a straight male is under attack in this country. The right to be a traditional female is under attack in this country. The system is not trying to bring in tolerance. It's trying to bring in an overwrite of the genetic code of humanity and the rest of the species on this planet in a psychological warfare, technotronic, genetic engineering revolution system. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain to everybody before I get into Obamacare and all the news. where I stand, because some people will tune in and say he criticizes black leaders, but then says he's against aborting half the black people. And some people send me emails and say, I don't understand the paradox. Why don't you like Obama? And why do you attack the mainline black culture that's sold by Hollywood as an overwrite of not just black culture, but that was the test case, but the entire culture system? Well, I mean, isn't it clear? I'm for justice. I'm against killing 52% of black people before they're born. Does that mean then I like black people from birth being taught I'm an evil devil and that I'm the cause of all the problems and that being white is inherently bad? No, I don't like that. See, I want justice. See, I sit there and I look at each issue and I decide what is justice. And then I think, how would I want to be treated? And I think, what makes my soul feel good? What makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing? What makes my conscience feel good? See, I'm against forcibly injecting every Mexican girl at the age of 11 with Gardasil that will reduce their fertility and will give them autoimmune problems and will sterilize and kill some of them. 2 years ago, they began the forced inoculation of every Mexican girl in Mexico. And people will say, Alex, good. Look, you don't like all the illegals pouring across, taking the jobs, voting to take your guns. Hey, shut up about it. Kill the Mexicans. See, right there, folks. No. I don't like every Mexican radio, TV channel being anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti-gringo, anti-black. Funded by the Ford Foundation to create balkanization and division. I want those people to be prosperous. I want them to live. I want them to discover freedom. I want them to have a future. They're human beings. I mean, at a common sense level, folks, not just at a reap what you sow level or karma level, if you want to use the Eastern example of that, do you think you're going to sit there as a fake, trendy liberal and support the sterilization of the Mexicans and giving them diabetes and all the other soft kill programs that are going on, and that's not going to blow back on you and your family? You don't have any God-fearing in you to feel the absolute evil in that and the incredible danger? That's the thing about Planned Parenthood and the liberals. The mainline liberals don't even know. But look at the genius of it. You tell Mexicans how much you love them because they support turning guns in, 90%+ in the polls I covered yesterday. It was in Reuters. It was in Politico. That's what it is to be Mexican, is to turn guns in and worship government while they shoot every one of your girls up so they won't be able to have babies? What the hell is that? What is wrong with people? I don't need to sit up here and apologize to Mexicans that I'm sick of hearing them buy into the New World Order crud. It's time to break with the New World Order. They want you deader than a hammer. Same thing goes for black people, white people, all of you idiots, all of you morons. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to get down to what's really going on. And we're going to play it at 33 after. Soylent Green, folks, it's made out of people, and it's real, and it's a suicide death cult, and I'm not part of it. I'm not into unplugging grandma. I don't care if she's black. I don't care if she's white. I'm not into killing innocent people. I'm not into dumbing people down. I'm not into death. I'm not into lies. I'm not into fraud. I want freedom, and I want it right now. And that's what we're talking about, is what is in your mind, what is in your soul. This system is pure evil. Rand Paul comes out and says, we got to basically open the borders up or the Republican Party has no future. And that's true at the paradigm level of going, if we're friendly, we'll open the borders up to 7 billion people. And we'll let them come here and get welfare and then vote. They're not going to vote for that. They believe, all these people believe that they take the guns, they take the kids, they go along with the system, they ban the homeschooling. That's going to happen because the immigrants are indoctrinated now that the government is their mama, giving them milk. Just like Romulus and Remus, the New World Order wolf, suckling them. Yeah, with poison, with deadly Gardasil shots, on record to sterilize you. On record, building the abortuaries in all your neighborhoods and then selling the fact that, oh, it's because we're liberal. No, the only way to sell liquid death is to pose and package it as liberal. The globalists are suiciding every country out there. They're suiciding the family. And everything they push is pure evil, period.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I read the news.
I read the news today, oh boy.
Listen to that angel's voice.
About a lucky man who made the grade.
A crowd of people.
And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
segment.
Oh boy.
The English Army.
The English Army had just won the war. The crowd of people turned away. But I just have to look. Having read the
Let's get into Obamacare. Just finishing up with all the racial and religious other forms of division that the globalists employ. It doesn't mean that there aren't real issues in there and real beefs and real vendettas on all different sides and different perspectives. But what I'm saying is the globalists are like an alien species from deep space. I'm not saying literally, but using the allegory. Who are here to overwrite everything with a computer robot takeover, in their own words, to replace humans. Human life has always been cheap since the time of the pharaohs and Babylon. Now it's garbage to be carried out and thrown away at the curb, and we're being taught collectively to get into this and to see survival of the species as death. That doesn't mean there aren't problems in our civilization. It doesn't mean there isn't overpopulation in some areas. It doesn't mean there aren't some dirty technologies. It doesn't mean that we don't need to work together globally to fix these problems. The issue is the globalists running it are super bad people who even target the smartest and most virtuous to control them because they want death and destruction. They're not trying to save the planet. They believe they're going to become God and merge with the machines in their own words. Look it up. I'd say this 15 years ago. People thought it was crazy. Now it's all over the news. It's in every movie. You see it on CNN telling you how great it is. Oh, your kids are all going to have brain chips. Oh, the military's getting them. See how it's all just being announced. And then the system uses political correctness to go, turn your guns in or you're racist. Support Obamacare, you're racist. And I will not sit here and apologize when somebody comes up to me on the street and says, you know, I like your show, but I heard you're racist. It's usually white yuppies that do it. Or a Hispanic person walks over and goes, I really like your show, but this doesn't happen very often. But it happens, you know, and I'm pro-Second Amendment, but, you know, are you against Hispanics because you don't want amnesty? I'm like, can I have amnesty down to Mexico? Can I go down there and have everything free? The system's corrupt. Why does it want it? Why does both parties want it? Because it's game over, folks, when the globalists get enough people in here who will vote to take the liberties away. Because we're now a democracy, not a republic. They brought us into a democracy where people believe that what the public votes for, you get. If they vote to bring slavery back, slavery comes back in. No, that in the republic, that's illegal. You go, well, then why was it legal? Because they never fully realized it. They almost outlawed it in 1798. Did you know that? Did you know Thomas Jefferson tried to do that when he was president as well? While it was being outlawed around the rest of the world, it wasn't outlawed until the 1880s in some areas of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, white slaves. But see, that's never taught in schools because then people wouldn't have a inferiority complex that, oh, the only slaves are black and the only people that have ever, you know, people are like, what are you trying to do, cover up the plight of black people? As if a black person's whole future and identity was that some of their ancestors were oppressed when everybody's ancestors were oppressed. Sure, that's part of your strength that you now survive and you're here. That's part of your will. That's not some weak thing. But your identity goes forward, and it's certainly not the New World Order with its new slavery coming in, its total slavery over the human species and over the human processes. That is the real enemy. That is the total enslavement, the theft of the will, the theft of the spirit, the trafficking in men's souls that Revelations talks about. That's the big threat, and that's what we should come together around. If the globalists are for gun control, we're against it. If they're for open borders, we're against it. If they're for world government, we're against it because they're the authors of it. And everything they do is done to undermine and enslave. They tell America, don't be nationalistic, accept world government. They tell England the same thing. They tell Germany the same thing. As they flood all those countries with people politically who vote to totally enslave the nation. Do you understand that?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted.
Shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this
the kind of society that you want to live in. Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
They'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
You've gotta tell them. You've got to tell them out there. Very powerful piece. It'll be going up on Infowars.com in the next 20 minutes. We'll also tweet it at Real Alex Jones and post it top of the page, Facebook. Great job, Darren McGreen, putting that piece together. And it says it all. And when I come in and see a piece like that he did in the last 3 or 4 days that I collaborated with him on, and it just absolutely is like winning the Super Bowl for me, because I just dream of trying to illustrate to people how much trouble we're in, because we can then fix it. You got to tell them. Soon they'll be breeding us like cattle. Soylent Green, it's made out of people. The New World Order is made out of people. It's making us ugly. It's making culture bad, so we will accept being killed. It's a very dark, wicked logic the globalists have, but they have to dehumanize us first and have us accept them killing us and believe we're ugly and believe we're bad and believe we're crud before they can do it. The vampire has to get permission to come in. It needs you to invite it in. It needs you to give it succor. It needs you to give it truck. It needs you to give it countenance, table, to be aided, to be abetted. And America has let it in, haven't we? Were we not the castle on the hill? Great evil abided here, but also a great spirit of exploration, a great spirit of building, a great spirit of liberty, a great spirit of renaissance. And where the flower of liberty is, there is the Spirit of God. The enemy will have its battle here in North America. The fight for the future of the planet is taking place here now. The rest of the world is incredibly important. But the elite see the United States as the new Atlantis. They believe the future is set. The destiny of what we do. It's so important. We don't just fight for our republic. We don't just fight for our children. We don't just fight for ourselves. We fight against a spirit of anti-human garbage. I don't want to be part of that spirit. I don't want to see others as something that's making me weak. I want to see others as something that are built up to make me stronger. It's the feeling of honor, the feeling of kinship, the feeling of everything our ancestors did before us. The establishment is attacking the human genome on record to destroy the encoded race memories, the epigenetics that are 100% documented from every angle. They're attempting to savage the incredible honor that is the human species. The incredible struggle and the survival and everything we carry with us. We are our ancestors. I do not believe in reincarnation in the classical Hindu or Buddhist sense. I believe in the scientific fact, but what I've also physically experienced, that I am one man set and destined to live but once. But I am the genetic code of all of my ancestors, and their experiences and their key memories crystallized physically in that 98% of the DNA that the scientists told us was garbage. They now know it is encoded memories and genetics carrying the emergency lifeboats of our species into the future, into space. And that's what I want, is a victory for this species. A victory. The churches keep this secret from you. That is their job. The preachers don't know, ladies and gentlemen. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God has in store for us. But these preachers, in their limited view, give you some 17th century or 15th century skewed human view of something that can only be experienced and known in the spirit, and integrating that with the mysteries and the science that the eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Imagine someone 2,000 years ago seeing what's going on today. It would be a fantastic vision, unrivaled. It would be John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. Think about it. Made in the image of the universal creator. That's heavy. And they would say, the establishment, oh, you're crud. Humans are nothing but dumb animals. Yeah, right. They create spaceships and atomic weapons and hydrogen bombs and poetry. You know, I want to play Child Roland of the Dark Tower Cain. And if you type that into YouTube, I'll show you the version I want. I want to play it later after I take calls. Let me just show you the version. I keep meaning to play this. And to the Dark Tower Cain. It's the military, cultural, chivalry experience of the French. Beowulf is to the Vikings and the English. El Cid to the Spanish. My first thought was he lied in every word. That horny cripple with malicious eye, askance to watch the working of his lie upon mine. And mouth scare able to afford suppression of glee that pursed and score its edge as one more victim gained thereby. That's what people think when they first hear me. The young man starting out on his journey to become a man, to become a knight, sees the old man pointing the way. The old man is him. The old man tells him the challenge of life and tells him the fraud of the common world. And the man tells the truth, but the youth thinks he lies. And he was an old cripple with bloody eyes through the storms of life. To the Dark Tower came, and dauntless lifted the slug horn to his lips and blew. Child Roland of the Dark Tower came. Says everything in that poem. It's a long poem. I'm not going to read the whole thing on air, but I'll play it later if I have time. Dauntless lifted the slug horn to his lips and blew. All right, let me get back to the news here. The whole point is, I celebrate life. I celebrate honor. I celebrate being true. And that's why the whole enemy and the whole system does everything they can and edits my voice and does everything to say I am dishonorable. But I will tell you, I am as honorable as they come, and still I am dishonorable. And I am ashamed of my dishonor. And I expect to go through the test to prove my honor as my ancestors did and pass on my genetics forward into the future. And it is in the rediscovery of being honorable that we will be fulfilled. And that is our future. If we take our destiny in our hands, instead of letting the establishment tell us our destiny. In every dystopic sci-fi film and every cultural weapon formed against us to tell us we are ugly and broken and gone and have no future. That is a giant fraud. Now let's go to the scientific working of the lie in manifest pure evil that the Democratic Party has now engaged in. I watch other governments, and the only governments I see that lie at this level are the North Koreans. People say, well, why are the lies so over the top and so ridiculous? That is a tool employed in Soviet mind control. I'm not saying this conspiracy is Soviet. Soviet was a technology developed in the West, visited as a plague upon the poor Russians and then their victims after their country was used in the exploitation phase to take down the next domino. But I look at the social engineering and saying, you can keep your doctor. It cuts the price. It covers pre-existing conditions. None of it true. And the victims, for 6 months, thinking that they've signed up. I told you that most of them had signed up. It turns out it's all a fraud. I told you the website wouldn't work to make it about the website, not about the law. And to confuse the whole thing and to confound people in a squid's ink, in a fog of war. In a system to confound and confuse, waging war on reality. And now I've never seen anyone lie in a scientific way like this except North Korea. And folks, I'm seeing North Korean type statements all over TV that everyone loves it. Everything is wonderful. Everyone loves Obama. He gave us everything. And that we should just cry and beg and thank him all day. This is what Obama supporters look like at his rallies, crying and collapsing and swooning as they spiritually climb into Ted Bundy's yellow Volkswagen. It is so sickening to see this going on. And here is Obama saying it's too late. It's all over. Everyone must accept it. Everyone loves Obamacare. It's helping people see the shining sea. There's no way to repeal it. The debate is over because we could easily repeal it. It's incredibly unpopular, upwards of 80% or higher. It's totally criminal. It's totally unfair the way it's apportioned and when the way major corporations are exempt. It's a tax to foreign banks, but they're giving cover to the Republican leadership to not kill it. And they go, everybody loves it. It's a giant confidence game. Here is Obama.
But this law is doing what it's supposed to do.
Destroy America.
It's working.
Breaking the country's
helping
back.
People from coast to coast.
Go to part-time.
All of which makes the links to
increase.
Which critics have gone to scare people.
Oh, increase payroll tax.
Undermine the law or try to repeal the law without offering any plausible alternative.
Oh, really?
So hard to understand.
You've offered total alternatives.
I got to admit, I don't get it. Why are folks working so hard for people not to have health insurance?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Why are they so mad about the idea of folks having health insurance? Many of the tall tales that have been told about this law have been debunked.
Tall tales.
There are still no death panels.
No, you don't call them those. Oh, that's so funny.
Armageddon has not arrived.
That's enough. And he goes on to talk about people claiming tyranny. We may go back to more, but it's hard to listen to. Ladies and gentlemen, it raised the payroll tax. It is increasing the prices. It does set up these health boards that decide what type of care to give. And I have Bill Gates, and I played it earlier today. And we have Ezekiel Emanuel saying there's death panels. And we have all the other pundits saying it. Bill Maher. It's in there, and he calls it tall tales. This is the guy telling us that he never said you could keep your doctor. Now, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to be outdone by Obama, so she had this to say. Yeah, she said, they're not going to campaign on it. Oh, no, they're going to move on now to open borders and shutting down more of your jobs. Of course, what does she care? I mean, you know, she's a total narcissistic megalomaniac parasite.
We don't think we needed any vindication. We just had it protected from those ideological anti-government people who didn't want to see it succeed for ideological or political or whatever their reasons are.
Right.
But the fact is...
Oh, the fact is, let's hear the rest, I'm sorry.
Get something done for people. So taking the heat on something like that, well, that's what we
all right,
do.
That's enough. Yeah, see, it's targeted at totally dumbed-down people. We've got to do something for the people. Does that mean throwing them into incinerators? I mean, we got to reform things. You know, if you put a car in a giant car compactor, it's reformed. You could call that progress, but it's not. You call a dead body eaten up by cancer 5 minutes dead. You could call it progress. It's not. Anything could be progress. Progress of cancer. Anything could be reformed. They play these word games. You know, this is the process in 50 years, getting government involved in healthcare and ruining the best healthcare in the world. Now people don't know how to get healthcare. It's way overpriced because the corporations are in there screwing everybody. And the same corporations that have screwed everybody wrote Obamacare. What is it, you idiot Democrats, do not get about that? Okay? And by the way, you moron Republicans, this is not socialism. Straight up socialism would be bad because it allows social engineering and the globalists are eugenicists. But socialism would be better than this plan. This is the greatest, most over-the-top, ridiculous screw job I could even think of. It is over-the-top. And his response is, people are telling tall tales. Buddy, everybody who's got a room temperature IQ knows you're the front man telling tall tales. You and that scumbag, Joe Biden. You and that bobblehead con artist up there laughing and giggling all day like he's trying to trick a bunch of little kids. I'm not a little kid, and I see through your lies. I see you, and your soul is...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBextract.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
So Nancy Pelosi says they've got to do something.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
And so they bring you Obamacare to implode the country and exempt all the insiders, which will shut down your company because you're not exempt. And then when they start coming out with $5,000 fines, they just come out and say it's not true, even though the fines are now starting for small businesses. with penalties and interest with the IRS. And so you'll have a year of penalty and interest now next year. And that's in the law. And they hired 17,000 agents to take your bank account. And they're going to do it. No judge, no jury. And if you try to hold up in your house when they take it, they'll send a SWAT team by and they will murder you. How's that sound? And let's say you start shooting at them. They'll burn your house down. How's that? Of course, you know, we got to be nice to the poor, though. We got to take money from people, you know, to give folks free health care, especially all the immigrants. Because you're racist if you don't do that. But then when an old lady, I don't care if she's Hispanic, black, white, Asian, you know, doesn't pay all her property taxes and income taxes, they're going to come take her house. They're going to throw her on the street. Or she can go get on welfare, right? Right where they want you, dependent on their system. I want to get your take on the dehumanization, the war on humanity, all of it. And also on some of the positive things that are happening. A lot of good things are happening. People are waking up. Congress has a 6% approval rating. That's just unheard of. I think the devil has a higher approval rating than that. The point is that a lot of good things are happening. I want to hear about some of the positive things you think are happening as well and where you think humanity's going and how we turn this around. 800-259-9231. We're doing first-time callers again. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then we're going to get into the latest on NSA, huge issues with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia declares all atheists are terrorists in new law to crack down on political dissidents. They also, you know, say women driving is terrorism. You will not hear one feminist group in the West criticize it because that's not kosher to criticize. A man having a short haircut and holding his wife's hand or opening a door for a woman, that's the big, or saying the word bossy, that's the big problem is men. And women, don't worry, you're going to be empowered. Just break up with your husband, take the kids, go out and have a good time, let your kids have a good time, get them on drugs, 4 times more likely to end up in prison. Great job. You party, baby. You're going to have a good time now. That's the new system. And look what it's doing to society. We're flatlining. And the men are a bunch of arrested development idiots as well. You like the curses of the New World Order? Don't worry, they get better. By the way, we are funded by you, not like NPR with taxpayer money or MSNBC with stimulus money. We're funded by you supporting us to spread the word and supporting our sponsors and buying the great products, the Molon Labe men and women's t-shirts made in America at madein1776.com or just InfoWarsStore.com. We'll get you there. And getting all the great health products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com, the Lung Shield is just simply amazing. I think it's one of my favorite products. The Survival Shield, proprietary Nation Iodine, the Double Strength, 30 parts per million silver bullet, the Supermel Vitality, that's just off the chart, the Fluoride Shield, and we've got some big discounts up there, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off. We're still running that special on Supermel Vitality. Which, just try it. All we get is rave reviews, folks. It's just natural herbs that block the estrogen mimickers and allow your body to produce the testosterone and things. It's not a fake testosterone like most of the products out there that actually work. They just have side effects. This just gets your glands going naturally, and it's just simply incredible. I mean, I still look like hell, but I look a lot better than I used to on it, and it helps fund the operation. So, Supermel Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. We'll be right back with the second hour. Strap yourselves in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The home of